Emoti West Bata Wiki Gwana. At organization,
yeah. But Jesus, he was walking with his disciples. He was teaching his disciples many things. He was with his disciples for 3 years. He taught them all these various things. He turned water into wine. He healed the sick. He healed the sick. He walked on water. He walked on water. You remember when the storm was going crazy? And the disciples were panicking. They were afraid. And they woke Jesus up. And Jesus, what did Jesus do to the storm? They calmed the storm. So the disciples, when they were afraid, Jesus came to them. That woman with blood, the issue with blood. She touched Jesus. And she was healed. Lazarus was dead. And Jesus said, Lazarus, arise.
No.
And Lazarus arose up.
Amen.
The disciples saw the work of Jesus. They knew if they needed anything, Jesus would give it to them. In the area of the Sea of Galilee. When Jesus saw many people hungry, he had 5 loaves of bread, 2 pieces of fish, and he fed 5,000. Then another case, he fed 4,000. Jesus showed us that he provides for his disciples. But now Jesus tells his disciples he must go away. The disciples get sad. They want Jesus to stay there with them. Think about little children. Think about if you left the house and the children see you leaving. They might say, Papa. Papa. And they want to go with you, Father. They're crying out. They're afraid. The disciples were just like that. They were afraid Jesus was going to go away to his Father. And they felt like they was going to be by themselves. So what did Jesus tell them? It is my advantage that I must go away. If I don't go away, you will die in your sins. I must go away to be put on the cross. To die for the sins of my people. For you to be able to have life. And so Jesus tells his disciples that I must go away. But when I go away, I'm going to send you the Spirit. So now for all believers, we get the Holy Spirit. You remember in the Old Testament? Who did Moses talk to? He was speaking to God, the Father, right? So the Father, the God in heaven, was leading Moses. In the New Testament, Jesus leads his disciples.
Now,
Jesus taught his disciples the same thing the Father taught Moses. And Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit is going to teach the same thing of the Father and the Son. We might not have Jesus walking with us right now. Because we know he's in heaven at the right hand of the Father. But we do have the Holy Spirit in us. And the Holy Spirit is teaching the same thing that the Father and the Son taught their people. So Moses mourned over his sin when he was before the Father. The disciples mourned over their sin when they were with Jesus. Now the Spirit is in us. We mourn too. Amen. So the Spirit convinces of sin.
Now what about?
A lot of times people feel like we have the Spirit in them because they can dance. Or they can sing. And they can do many things. A person has the true Holy Spirit in them if they care about the holiness of God. They care about their sins. Judas did a lot of things that believers do. But it showed that Judas was a fake. Judas was not genuine. He was not a real believer. He was an imposter. He said a lot of good things, but his heart was far away from God. So if a person has the Holy Spirit in them, they care about their sins. So pastor, do you care about your sins? You cannot be a good pastor to your people if you're not checking your heart. Only way your church can be really good and healthy is pastor, if you're walking with the Lord faithfully. Look at number 4 in your folder.
Number 1.
Write down a time you mourn the way Jesus mourned as a pastor. When was the last time you mourned spiritually about your sin? You cried to God about your sin. Write it
down.
I'm going to give you all a few more moments. This is what we're learning is very serious. We must be for real for Jesus. Christ is coming back one day. And he's
going to
divide the sheep and the goats. A lot of times the sheep and goats are together. But one day Jesus is going to divide them. So family, this is going to help us to see are we truly sheep. Pastors and leaders, we mourn because
We know we cannot meet God's standard.
Any your Lord don't make you by king. Any your standard.
What is God's standard?
Can you enter the
Who said the holiness?
I know the holiness.
Holiness.
Very good.
That means perfect.
You're looking see they be.
Right. Is anyone here has never sinned?
No. I'm out
has anyone here ever never sinned?
Can I know what?
We all have sinned. But by believing Jesus, he makes us holy. He takes our sins from us and places it on himself. He made him to be sin. So if that in him, we might become the righteousness of God. It's called the greatest change. The greatest change.
Okay.
When we came, when we came from America, we had American money. We gave it to a Kenyan bank. And they gave us Kenyan shillings. We made an exchange. In a similar way. If this is our sin, this is what we've done. We have lied. We have been dishonest. We have done a lot of bad things. This is our heart right here. This is my heart. This is Reverend Jackson's heart. This is sin. Well, if this is Jesus' life right here,
but if I can give you a priest, huh?
He lived a perfect, righteous life. His heart is pure. He's never lied. He's never done anything bad. He's perfect in all his ways. He don't deserve death because he's righteous. But right here is sin. The ways of sin is death. This is you, this is me, this is all of our lives. We have lived a life of sin, and this is a life of perfect righteousness. And what does God do? He makes a greater change. Just how we turn our American dollars in, we turn it in, we change it. Right? And so look what we have now. Jesus has sin. Right? He made him. So Jesus becomes sin for us. So Jesus takes the punishment for us. But who gets Jesus' righteousness? Where the righteousness at now? It's given to him. It's given to you.
It's
given to me. So pastors, we have been given God's righteousness, but what do we deserve? We deserve what Jesus happened to Jesus on the cross. He was punished for sin. We should have been punished. That's a great change. So pastors and leaders, if we're not mourning for what Jesus has done, but we are mourning, are we truly, truly convinced that we're walking with Jesus? Because Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for his people. So are we thankful for what Jesus did, this greatest change? If so, we mourn.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus cried out to his Father. So we should have cried as well. If you are mourning inwardly, you are far away from the heart of Christ.
you far away from the heart of Christ. If the people in your church cannot see you fighting sin, they are missing a testimony of the Holy Spirit in your life. Again, it doesn't matter how well you sound in preaching. If the people don't see your life mourning for Jesus. Look at number 5. Now we move to the benefits of mourning. Pastors that mourn will be, what's the answer?
Nejo, ama aji, ma padri, ma umboleza yao watakuwa, ama umboleza watakuwa, ama ale mbasta yungu hiru, kajibu, nene nikini yu, meniye ni yu sali? Ama ale mbasta yungu hiru,
watakuwa,
watakuwa, watakuwa, kajibu.
I get you.
He said they will be sons and daughters of God.
Son and daughter, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Read the rest of verse 4 in Matthew 5. What do those that mourn get? They'll be comforted.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Every Christian will be comforted that mourn. When you cry out to the Lord for what you have done, the Lord by His Spirit comforts us. He doesn't leave us as orphans. He comes in and comforts His people. And Noah, when the flood, when the whole flood came on earth, right, when all this water came, the Lord comforted Noah and his family. He provided for them. You see, even the story of Abraham.
You know that you need Abraham.
Abraham wanted a son. And the Lord gave him
Isaac.
But Jacob was afraid of Esau. The Lord came and rescued him. When David was running from Saul. The Lord came and rescued him. Do y'all see where I'm getting at with this? Every time the people got in trouble, the Lord comes in and comforts His people. He's a faithful God. He always comforts His people. So for those that know they have sinned, we don't stay with our head down. We look up to the hills for where our help comes from. And our help comes from the Lord. So we can mourn over our sins, knowing the Lord is going to comfort us. When Christ saved us, He didn't save us to get rid of us. He saved us to keep us. Jesus didn't come in His incarnation.
Now the person I gotta do.
He didn't leave the throne from His Father to just get rid of us. He left the throne to keep us. So here God the comforts.
Now we're gonna do anything.
But But for those that are not believers, they don't get comfort. You remember Judas? What did Judas carry around with him? The money. Did Jesus know his heart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why did Jesus give him the money bag?
So that the will of God will be done.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus gave him the money bag. Because Jesus knew he didn't want Jesus. He wanted money.
But I know you're not beside.
So Jesus gave him a heart desire. And his heart desire killed him. What are you following Jesus for? Are you following Jesus just to get money? Are you following Jesus just for good health? Are you following Jesus for more Mumbai?
No.
Why are you following Jesus?
Can you ask
me?
For eternal life.
Amen.
For what Jesus has done.
When none of us are Christ.
There is no heaven if Jesus is not there.
Mm-hmm.
What makes heaven special? Because God is there. It's not all about the angels. It's not about the clouds. It's about being with God.
Amen.
So for Judas, for him, money didn't come for him.
Now,
he wanted more money. He wanted more money. And he still wasn't satisfied. Nothing in this world can satisfy us. Nothing in this world can satisfy us. But Judas thought it could. So for those that are not believers, they would not be comforted. They're going for more money. They want to be seen before everybody. For them, they won't be comforted. But for those that are true believers, money does not mean everything to them. Being with that sweet Savior is everything. Pastors, is this your heart? The comfort that Jesus gives is 24/7. He comforts us spiritually. When we cry out and confess our sins to the Lord, He comes in and says, when sins abound, grace abounds more. It's a multitude of grace waiting on us when we fail. Look at number 6 in your folder. It's the same question again. When was the last time you mourned at the pastor? The reason why I'm asking is over and over. Because I want you to evaluate your hearts. Number 7. How does mourn point pastors and leaders to Christ daily?
When you repent of our sins.
Yeah, we repent of our sins, it points us to Christ. It shows our dependence on Christ. Number eight. List people in the Bible that mourn, like Matthew 5:4.
Leo, wanadeja watu katika Biblia, walio mweleza, kama Matthew 5:4.
Anybody, let me hear you.
Yes? Hannah. Yes.
The mother of Samuel.
Esther.
Yeah, Hannah cried out, right, to God.
Yes.
And you remember Mary, Jesus' mother, cried the same thing Hannah prayed. That's good. Good. What did you say?
Esther.
Esther cried out to the Lord, and they fasted.
Jesus wept.
Jesus cried out. Jesus wept. He cried for his people's brokenness.
Yes.
Mordecai.
Malachi.
Yes, Mordecai.
He cried out as well. Ezekiel. When he cried out, when you talk about the dry bones, can these dry bones live? That was the book of Ezekiel. Daniel cried when it was in bondage, right? And when Nebuchadnezzar there before, when Daniel didn't want to bow before them, he cried out before the Lord.
Yes.
Ezra cried out when it went back, right? When it went back to build the wall in the temple, when Nehemiah asked
Nehemiah.
Yes. But we can talk about over and over again how people crying out. And they were true believers.
Now we're in Rona and Cook as about.
Do you cry?
Am I in here?
Yes.
And they say we cry loud.
We cry.
Yeah.
We cry and with every single day.
Yeah. Every day.
Right? How do you say in my side, duck? Duck. How you say duck?
Duck.
Quack, quack.
Odia.
Odia. Odia.
Odia.
Odia. Duck. Okay. What does a duck do?
You guys hear it? I hear it. Yes, Odia.
Quack. Quack. It sit on eggs.
Kevin?
Duck.
Sit on eggs.
I got a duck in the way.
It moves like a duck. All these things, it quacks like a duck, it looks like a duck, it's a duck.
Okay.
Now for a believer.
What are you doing, bro?
A believer
looks
like a person that mourns. They poor in spirit. And they're blessed. That's how we know that's a true believer. That's who's going to be in the kingdom of God. For those that mourn.
Then we sit.
Amen.
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 I'm going to pray for us. And Reverend Simon, Reverend Jackson, right? We're going to do another song. And we'll move to the next one. Let me pray for us first. Our Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for reminding us, Lord, what it means to mourn. Lord, we pray that, Lord, we be people that mourn daily, Lord, for what you have done for us. Help us, Lord, in times of our struggle, that we live more and more like you. Help our unbelief, Lord. Help us, Lord, be followers of you faithfully. Help us, Lord, be the ones that you call us to be. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at the guy in the back of my neighborhood.
You can stop it for now. Let him go.